Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. So let's jump right into it with our 2023 Faith Family Confession. Go ahead and say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I am a carrier of the glory of God. Today I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show his goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2, we'll look at verses 2 and 3 once again. It says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. And so we talked about what this word wait says, though it seems like it's delaying, though it seems like it's tarrying, wait for it. It doesn't mean sit idle and do nothing. That means to lean in with expectation. We looked at the passages and Psalms a number of times this week, as well as this past Sunday, about how we have to believe we're going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. It's our key to not fainting. And sometimes when we're delayed, when it's taking a long time, when we thought, oh, it should have happened a long time by now, what we are tempted to do is minimize the vision. Because it's taking a long time. Well, let me minimize it to a place where I can do it and just get it over with and move on. No, if the vision God has given you is big, I'm not talking about the own vision you came up with, but God's vision for your life, the dream he's given you. If it's big, then it needs to come to pass big. Don't minimize it just because of the pressure. Don't minimize it because of delay. Keep the vision big. Keep it where God has it in your life. And you know, one of the things we experience on Sunday, we believe in the gifts of the Spirit. We're so thankful for the gifts of the Spirit. There are three utterance gifts that we see in 1 Corinthians 12. There's the gift of prophecy, which is supernatural message and a supernatural message from God in a known language. But then there's also tongues and interpretation of tongues, where tongues is a supernatural message in an unknown language, and interpretation is interpreting that tongues into the known language. And at one point in the experience, God spoke to us through tongues and interpretation of tongues. And I want to play that interpretation for you right now because I believe it will encourage you.
Oh, so you think you know what I'm going to do? Oh, you think you know how I'm going to do it? Oh, you think it's going to happen in your little red box? You thought that's what I'm going to do, but I'm bigger than your box. I'm bigger than your plans. I'm bigger than what you thought. I'm bigger than what you have imagined. So take the limits off and let me be me in your life. Take the limits off and let me be great in your life. Take the limits off and let my glory show up in your life. I have bigger plans than you thought. I have bigger dreams than you dream. I have greater things yet to come. So take a step forward in faith today and take the limits off and walk into what I have for you, says the Lord.
Praise God. You don't have to know how God's going to do it. You don't have to know how God's going to turn your situation around. You don't have to know how God's going to get you to that miracle you're believing for. That's not your business to know how. It's your business to believe that God will do it and that he'll do exactly what he promised you. So stay encouraged. Delay is not denial. What God promised you will come to pass. Have a wonderful day. God bless.